91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. A Tweed man was charged with impaired driving after hitting a tree yesterday. Central Hastings OPP responded to a single vehicle crash on Queensborough Road in the municipality of Tweed early last evening. The 53-year-old driver will appear in Belleville Court on June 9th. And police are looking for the thief who made off with a dirt bike yesterday. Northumberland OPP were called to a residence on Roger Road in Trent Hills shortly after noon. A 2003 Honda XR80 dirt bike was stolen from inside the garage. Anyone with information is asked to call Northumberland OPP or Crime Stoppers. And the first day of the distracted driving blitz is in the books. Quinte West OPP charged three drivers for distracted driving yesterday. All three were using a handheld device. The streets of Slave Lake, Alberta remain empty this morning after a wildfire gusted out of control Sunday afternoon, forcing all 7,000 residents to flee with a few minutes' notice. Bob Weber of the Canadian Press has the story.
Alberta Premier Ed Stelmach says it'll be days before people can return to Slave Lake, and a look around this devastated neighborhood explains why. For blocks and blocks, nothing but the smoking holes of burned-out foundations mark where houses once stood, and the charred skeletons of dozens of cars, trucks, and jeeps are still parked in their blackened driveways. Once green lawns are reduced to ashy tundra. There are water, power, and natural gas lines tangled up in the destruction, and Stelmach says sorting them out has to be done first to make these neighborhoods safe. Looks like Slave Lake will stay empty for a little while yet. Bob Weber, the Canadian Press.
The OPP's Safe Boating Week is this week, and with it, they hope boaters focus on safe and responsible operation of the vessel. That didn't stop some boaters in Prince Edward County over the weekend. The Prince Edward OPP Marine Unit charged six people over the weekend with various offenses under the Canada Shipping Act and the Liquor License Act. The Belleville Police Service kicked off Police Week yesterday by honoring members of the community. Here's Renee Rogers with more.
It's Police Week across Ontario. Belleville Police Service kicked things off Monday with a ceremony to recognize members of the community who have contributed their time and efforts to the service. Three people were honored with the Chief of Police Award of Excellence. One honoree was Jerry Boyce, who helped revamp the history section of the Belleville Police Service's website. Constable Miranda Orr, who led the ceremony, told the audience how Boyce's contributions have helped the city of Belleville.
An overview of the Belleville Police Service since its formation has now been completed. This will ensure that these facts and often humorous side notes will be preserved for future generations.
Dr. William Bates and Matthew Palmer were recognized for their contributions as well. Renee Rogers, 91X News, Belleville.
In a little over 2 weeks, the price of oil has dropped 16%. It's down another 30 cents this morning and is trading at just over $97 U.S. a barrel. This morning, gasoline prices fell almost 4 cents a liter in much of Ontario and the Montreal area. In less than a week, pump prices in those regions have dropped 13 cents. The Harper government says the economy will be its top priority when the 41st Parliament starts on June 2nd. First, MPs will have to elect a new speaker, who is the referee of the often unruly Commons. On June 3rd, the Governor General will read the throne speech, a general outline of the government's legislative plans. The son of former Newfoundland Premier and Federal Cabinet Minister Brian Tobin has pleaded guilty to impaired driving causing death. Reporter Terry Pedwell says the plea stems from an incident at Christmas when John Tobin's best friend was killed.
John Tobin was arrested after police were called to a downtown parking garage in Ottawa on Christmas Eve in response to reports a man was pinned under a truck. When they got there, officers found the body of Alex Zulpis, Tobin's best friend. Tobin was released on $100,000 bail on Christmas Day on the conditions that he abstain from alcohol and live with his parents in Ottawa.
Tobin remains free on bail until his sentencing hearing on August 4th. A second impaired driving charge and one for dangerous driving were dropped. One of the biggest flood concerns in Manitoba right now is along the shores of Lake Manitoba. Cottages are being threatened by rising water, the result of massive flows from the swollen Assiniboine River coming in via the Portage Diversion. Manitoba Premier Greg Sillinger visited three affected areas yesterday. He says help may be coming for cottage owners who are sandbagging to protect their properties.
The military is very aware of the request. I've discussed it with them at the senior level, and we'll see what materializes in the next couple of days. But I'm confident that we'll be able to provide additional support.
Strong winds from the north last week caused high waves, prompting crews to ramp up sandbagging efforts. Arnold Schwarzenegger admits he fathered a child with a former House staffer. Reporter Alex Stone says there were rumors that the former California governor was playing around.
There had been rumors here for years that Schwarzenegger had cheated, especially after allegations came from women that he had been groping them. But there was never any proof until now. This statement coming out late last night, Schwarzenegger admitting he fathered a child with a household staffer.
The couple announced in a joint statement on May 9th that they had separated after 25 years of marriage. Watermelons are exploding in eastern China. Fields full of them have been bursting after farmers gave the melons overdoses of growth chemicals during wet weather. State media says the melons have become like landmines. That's 91X News to 1207. Sports is next.
Great game, son.
Thanks, Dad. Are we still going to Brenda's Pizza Factory?
Of course. It's our tradition.
Then why aren't we heading for home?
Because Brenda's has a new location at 359 Center Street North here in Napanee. I'm starving, so we'll order the walk-in special featuring a large pizza with two toppings for only $9.99. Now with three locations, it's the best deal in Belleville and Napanee.
Brenda's Pizza Factory. In Napanee, call 354-3000. In Belleville, call 968-3336.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. The NHL playoffs resume in Boston as the Bruins try to even their series with Tampa Bay. The Lightning shocked Boston with a 5-2 win in Game 1. The Bruins are hoping Patrice Bergeron will be back on the ice for Game 2. Bergeron practiced yesterday for the first time since a concussion knocked him out of action earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Sharks and Canucks resume their series in Vancouver tomorrow night. The Canucks took Game 1 3-2. San Jose coach Todd McClellan says his team must play better when they face off with the Canucks tomorrow.
We were slow. We didn't get to the battles that we needed to get to. And when we got there, quite frankly, we were out-battled. You know, it's as simple as that. I can't paint any more of a picture than that. And that will have to change.
Atlanta Thrashers president Don Waddell says the team is exploring all options for new owners. There are reports that, for the first time, those options include a group interested in moving the team to Winnipeg. Waddell would not confirm a report that Thrashers owners are in negotiations with True North Sports Entertainment, which would relocate the team to the Manitoba capital. The long wait is over for the Dallas Mavericks. They've been out of action for more than a week, waiting for the NBA's Western Conference Final to start. The Mavs host the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 1 tonight. The East Final resumes tomorrow in Chicago, with the Bulls hosting Miami. Chicago won that opener. Score another one for the NFL owners. A court in Minneapolis decided the lockout will remain in place until a decision is made on whether the lockout is even legal. Associated Press NFL writer Barry Wilner explains.
Nothing is likely to happen before the full appeal is heard on June 3rd. And beyond that, nothing may happen for a few weeks after that while the appeals panel decides whether it's going to let the lockout stand. And it looks like, from what this decision was and the fact that it's the same panel that will make the ultimate decision, that this lockout will be ruled to be legal.
The ruling means the work stoppage will continue until at least the first week of June. The Toronto Raptors are crossing their fingers ahead of today's NBA draft lottery. The Raptors have the third best chance of acquiring the top pick in the draft at 15.6%. Minnesota has the best shot at 25%, followed by Cleveland at 19.9%. And the Toronto Blue Jays are the hottest team in baseball, winners of six in a row after beating Detroit 4-2 last night. Jesse Litch gets the start for Toronto in the second of two-game series with the Tigers. Toronto is three games back of Tampa Bay in the tight AL East. And France will host the Ryder Cup for the first time in 2018. The French bid overcame competition from Portugal, Germany, the Netherlands, and Spain. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Taking a look at weather. Today, cloudy. 40% chance of drizzle early this morning. Periods of rain beginning near noon, high 13. Tonight, periods of rain. Temperature steady near 13. Tomorrow, cloudy with 70% chance of showers and a high of 18. Thursday, showers with a high of 15. And Friday, cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a high of 19. At 12:11, it's 10 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.